Hey, what up? It's DK. Thank you so much for listening to the Mixing Music Podcast. I just want to do a quick plug. Did you know that I write kids' books? If you have children, nieces, nephews, I have books that are totally available for free or $10 on Amazon for physical copies. You can go to mixingmusicpodcast.com/kidsbooks to get access and learn more about that. Thank you for all of your support. Now let's get back to the show.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow. I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
One, two, three.
Hello and welcome back to the Mixing Music Podcast. I'm your host, DK. And with me, as always, is the wonderful Legitimate Lou.
Yeah, actually, I am the Legitimate Lou. So if there's ever another Lou, that's
they're not the
Lou.
Legitimate Lou.
No, that's copy. That's black market. That's that's the Yankees. That is Chinatown. Other Lou.
All right. This is a good episode. This is something we're going to keep this one kind of short, and I think it's a valuable episode. I'm curious to see what kind of directions you'll go in with this. I know what directions I'll go, obviously, but we wanted to talk about the idea of having a part-time job or a full-time job while doing music. And maybe we'll go into when is an appropriate time to quit all your jobs to fully pursue music.
If that's what you choose to do.
If that's what you want to do, or why it may be some good ideas to keep your day job.
Yeah.
And I think both options are great. And I want to start off by saying this. As many of y'all know, I'm a fan of Gary Vee. And in one of his videos that I caught a long time ago, a while ago, he said, those that have a part-time job to support what they really want to do are the real heroes. It's not embarrassing at all. We have this created this culture where it's embarrassing to have a job alongside pursuing your passion. And he says, it's not the case. I think it's more honorable and even more impressive if you can do something that you hate in order to spend more time doing what you love and to support doing what you love. That's, that is very impressive. So I think that's a great place to start is one, anybody that talks crap on or talks down on having a side job or a day job is entirely not the case. In fact, there's a lot of benefits to having a side job or a day job while doing music. But I wanted to ask you before we really dive into it, as we dive into it, why did you bring this up? What was on your mind?
Well, actually, how can I put this? I've had many conversations with people in the past. I've had this thought for myself in the past. I've also wondered, you know, for a lot of people who talk about, like, should I go to school? Should I just continue my job and try to learn on YouTube? Like, what is the best route for everybody, right? It's such a relative thing. Every case is different. But the part that really kind of shined for me was, you know how many people I know that work for the manufacturers we love that actually have a career as a mixing, mastering engineer? They've got major credits. They've got their own plaques, but they themselves technically work a 9-to-5. But it's a 9-to-5 that they actually enjoy because it stays within the field. Or I know people who have an amazing 9-to-5. They have like a government job and everything, but they've actually been able
government
to
government jobs are not amazing.
Hold on. You say that, but there's actually some jobs that are actually worthwhile having.
Oh, of course.
Now, with that said, if you guys work for the government,
With a salary cap.
No, I'm sure there's that. Yeah, that's why a lot of people go into private industry, but that's what I'm saying. Like, have you seen the benefits you get with it at the end of your contract?
Oh, yeah, the benefits are great.
Yeah.
So with that said. I have a couple. Anyway, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I've found myself noticing that I really don't care if somebody works another job. And like you said, Gary Vee has mentioned it before. There's a lot of people who think that because you work a side job, you must not be very good at this one, which has been the opposite of what I've noticed. Most people who have these 9-to-5s tend to actually really know what they're talking about, but they understand how the industry works, and they've found a way to create stability and a way to focus on the clients that they want without having to, have to set certain price points to stay afloat. In order to have to live a struggling engineer in the music industry lifestyle to work with the clients they prefer to, they actually have no financial restriction at that point. Those who have figured it out do a really good job at this.
Yeah, and so I think that's one of the things that I want to talk about as well, which is financial restrictions as well as motivations due to finances. And I think the fair thing to say is we do have a lot of listeners that we know of that are teachers on the side, even if it's in or out of music. We have therapists, we have doctors that are listening to the podcast, we have lawyers that are listening to the podcast, we have grocery store checkout clerks listening to the podcast. We have all sorts of things. We have high schoolers, we have full-time college students, all that jazz. A bunch of diverse group of people listening to the show, as we have a very large show and large audience here. So first off, thank you for listening to the show. And I think that we've had a lot of conversations with many of these people, and we've also had our own personal experiences. So briefly, I want to go over our own personal experiences because I think this is a good time to set up kind of like a background on our own. I quit my last job and got my last W-2 in college in 2015 or 16, 2016. And that was the last time I worked for anybody. So about 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I've been full-time since. I have been broke, and that has never changed. but over the years, I have been able to make more and more money. When my son was born 3 years ago, July 3 years ago, so what is that, 2018? July 2018, yeah, there you go. Yeah. My wife stopped working. So for 2 years, we were reliant on my wife working full-time to pay the rent. And then in 2018, my wife stopped working completely and it was 100% reliant on me. And I chose to take the potentially stupid route of focusing 100% more on music. And as soon as the baby was born, that's how long I've only been doing music and supporting a child and a wife on that. And now two children. And there's been lots of different things. Like, for example, finding if you are in the low income bracket, then you can find a broker for your health insurance that can help you find the best deal. Obamacare is great. And Medicare sucks. Medi-Cal here just sucks. If you can find a broker to help you go through. So there's a bunch of different things. So, and if you have kids, and especially if you're married with kids, there is actually financial benefit to this as well. my children have, at least as of this last year, has a financial, there's a number behind them. I make money from having it. So, and it depends on where you are in the tax bracket and the different programs that you're in. I know that because I was married while going to school, I didn't pay for a dime of school because it was covered completely by FAFSA. FAFSA grants were a substantially more if you're married during college, and more so if you have a kid. Or kids. So that was great. So there's lots of different ways being in America. My story is in America, I have been proven to that there's a lot of great systems around that can help support you and your family in various different areas of your life. As long as you financially plan well, we're really, really good at not spending money. Me and my wife, we're really good at kind of planning things out. We've been able to make it work. No debts. Just completely safe. Now, I think that there's also many people on the other side, which they graduated school and already had a full-time job, maybe some bioscience, biotech engineer. And they're like, you know what? I can't be creative enough. And they just need to get into music or else they're going to die. That just wasn't my case at all. I've never had a comfy job, which in some cases was great because I've never known. No, there was times where I started companies and I did make more money in some parts of my life from the companies that I helped start. But yeah, that's kind of my story. I'm going on tangents. I don't want to go on any tangents, but what's your story, Lou?
Plain and simple. In my early 20s, I just spent my time here in LA playing music with my friends. We played shows and everything. All throughout that time, I was going to school, working regular jobs and everything, but I quit those jobs, we'll say, yeah, around the same time, like 2015, 2016 was the last time I was actually working, because I think this is my fifth tax year. So, yeah, about 5 years paying taxes as an engineer and nothing else. But the funny thing is, I actually still try to find ways to get regular work without having to be a dedicated recording, mixing, or mastering engineer. Because I think people forget how many other jobs exist in our industry. There's voiceover, there's live sound, there's concert venues help, like if you're a stagehand and all that. All these jobs exist, and I took advantage of that, especially being that we're in LA. Just like in Vegas, Miami, New York, there's always events in LA. So I actually worked for event companies who actually helped me build up my experience and everything. So I was working with like Magic Johnson one day to Snoop Dogg the next day, but it was really working a live sound console. Even though I wasn't really necessarily looking to be a live sound guy, it was still really good practical work. It was still technically a 9 to 5.
That and this is up until 2016?
No, this was like 2015, 2016 when I first started doing this.
Was actually, this contracted more, work? Was this 1099 or was it
1099, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but even before that, like I was working with like different school district people and all that would hire me for the school events and all that to do work for them. Like I've really been doing this since I was 18, but like quit the job and focus solely on audio related work. It was like 2015, 2016. But the funny thing is, technically speaking, I still held a 9 to 5. If you really look at how I worked with some of these companies, they'd call me weeks in advance, giving me schedules and everything. But everything was 1099. I was engineering. I was actually setting up consoles and running sound and everything. But the way the companies would structure it is it was just a regular 9 to 5, except instead of a W-2 or whatever, they gave you a 1099. But at the same time, I was still mixing. I was still recording for a ton of people. I was still interning at different studios. I was doing everything I could, but I chose a work life of extreme flexibility. The ability to say no to certain scheduled gigs and all that. I basically still worked an essential 9 to 5, except it was more structured around your availability versus the company's requirement.
Yeah. And I think that that's the main difference between us. And this is going to be a common story between other people as well, which is you were able to stay and have jobs that were within the audio world.
Yeah, I think that was a big focus of mine.
Yeah. And you are a jack of all trades. Like you've done studio design, you've done live sound. You still do some live sound now and there. And a studio owner, right? And various different things. I think that is awesome. And then I went into the path of I started businesses outside of music as well. Mm-hmm. I still own a marketing firm. I started a few different firms and marketing consulting agencies and different things. One of them did really well, but, I think it's still within the realm of we somehow decided not to do anything else other than to work for ourselves. And granted it was a lot of pride. It came, sometimes that comes from a place where it's not necessarily good.
Oh like, yeah. I pride say, has cut more opportunities than anything else.
So like, for example, like I cannot work for somebody else due to my lack of ability. Like I wish that I was able to work under someone and had patience and, you know, but I've always been overachieving and overambitious, and I hated being paid by the hour and not by my product, like by my efforts. Mm-hmm. Even my last job when I was working at Guitar Center for the second time, the store wasn't doing very good. They just opened. I helped open a new store in Utah and it wasn't doing very good. I talked to the manager. I was like, yo, let me do some marketing campaigns on Facebook and all these social medias and like create content. There was just so much red tape and they wouldn't allow me, even if they didn't increase my wage. I wasn't asking for an increased wage. All I wanted to do was get more customers in the store. Mm-hmm. And they're like, no, you can't do that. You can't use the company name. Obviously a bunch of like corporate jobs, they have this, like there's guidelines on how you can use the company name and like, creating content that speaks on behalf of the company, things like that, right? Basically, I couldn't do it. And that was really sad and upsetting because, like, yo, I was willing to do it for free even. I just really want to help the store and it didn't work out. So the reason why, there are many reasons why doing music is really great. Now, here's the other opposite story. Actually, here's the opposite story of what happens as well. Now, this is a very common story. I know that we can both know a bunch of people that are in this. You leave school, you get with a non-music degree, and it leads you to have a nice paying job, a well-paying job, or a good enough paying job. I know people that are within the tech dev world, that are within the consulting world, a therapist as well, that then decide to go into music. And they have the ambition to then try to go full-time into music after having a cushy job. Now, I have not seen very many, well, granted, I haven't seen many people in, from similar to our situations make it or do well either, support themselves and their families with what we do. But I would say, I don't know anybody off the top of my head that has come from a comfy job and decided to leave their comfy job to pursue music full time. And I think, and have been able to do so, because when you have a comfy job, you take out, you're able to pay for insurance or for your car. Maybe you do some healthy debt, like for a car or mortgage. You have payment commitments that you have to do. And switching over, all of a sudden you can't pay any of that stuff. It's really difficult. Emotionally, it's a lot more stressful. Coming from money, then all of a sudden not having money is a lot more stressful than to never have money. Yeah. And to stay never having money. As well as, so it's just like the time commitments as well. Like if you got to start off tracking, like the hours are just ridiculous potentially. And you're coming from, okay, max cap. I can complain if I'm working more than 40 hours a week too. Now I have to voluntarily choose to be the punching bag for this producer for 100 hours a week.
Yeah.
And it's just so much more demanding physically and emotionally that it's hard for people that was able to live more life more easily with less work to be able to make. And I don't think that at the end of the day, what they want is more creative freedom, to not work under someone, to do music all the time instead of doing whatever the heck that they're doing for money, right? And it's more of like an emotional thing than it is like, yo, I want to do this so I can make money off of it.
Yeah.
So it's just, there's less pushing them. There's a plan B. They can always go back to whatever they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just really hard to find that commitment in someone, even under in someone that is over ambitious and very well qualified and very, very dedicated. It's hard to find someone that can actually follow through coming from a full cushy job.
Yeah. Well, I think that's why it's important, you know, with the subject that we're talking about, to not actually beat yourself up for wanting a second job. And I say second because this is a job. Nonetheless, you have your clients, you have your responsibility, you have your deadlines, you have everything in front of you. But the reality is we live in a very chaotic industry. Now, those who have found ways to succeed usually have a high-profile name that they have to continue working with in order to maintain that. But if you don't have some level of high notoriety name client, then you have to have many, many clients, which means you have lots of work on your table to make an equivalent pay. All right, cool. But if you're still coming up in the industry, many people think that if I take on a part-time job, I've immediately failed. If I take on my full-time job or just never leave it and I don't pursue this, I'll never be taken seriously. And to be honest, there's two sides of that coin. You're right. You're absolutely right. There are many clients who will not take you seriously. With that said, those clients don't know you. The reality is this. We all have different responsibilities. We have families. Some don't. DK is married. I'm not. I'm engaged, but legally speaking, not married. Because of this, certain benefits that he has do not apply to me. I may have to work harder for certain benefits to come through, but if this is really what you want and you want to find an easier way to be able to deal with the stress, having a part-time job is not a bad idea. Think about it. you have a steady check that you can support your family with or yourself or whatever, cover your cost of rent, pay your mortgage, whatever, that you don't have to stress if it's going to be achieved or not. And then on top of that, you don't have to deal with these bullshit clients.
Okay, yo, this is actually, this is something that I've been talking to with my boy Nels, right? So there's a few main things, reasons why you want to have, potentially want to have a side job or a day job. One is it forces you to be on a schedule. I would say many creatives, and I say creative specifically, have a hard time going to bed on time, waking up on time. They have a hard time putting themselves on a schedule. So if you have a job, then it forces you into a regular schedule, which is so emotionally and mentally healthy that I don't even have to source reasons why, right? Like this, it's so just well known, right? And then the second thing is, it gives you, obviously it covers your bottom dollar. Like your rent is, you can, because it's work that is consistent, you can plan for how much of rent can be paid, your credit cards or whatever it is, right? Everything you can start to plan. You can't really plan if you're 100% a freelancer to a certain degree. And the third thing is, and I say this depending on who you are, and this is mostly for the introverts out there, it forces you to have a friend group outside of music, which is actually super important. If mm-hmm. all of your friends do music all the time and that's the only friends that you have, you will be missing a sense of freedom and friendship where they don't give a crap who you've worked with and what you do for a living. They like you for being you. And that's great. That's great to have as well. So those are three benefits that I've been thinking about off the top of my head, which is great. And there's many jobs out there where you can work part-time and have full-time benefits. We're not even going into benefits. Like Costco is famous for having, I'm pretty sure, I need to source myself on this one, but I'm pretty sure Costco just raised their minimum wage to $17 an hour, which is $2 higher than California's minimum wage, right? And then on top of that, I think they offer full-time benefits for part-time employees. Like what a great day job, you know, Costco. And yeah, it's, it does take a hit on your pride, and it is humbling to have to lower yourself to that, to potentially work at another at a grocery store. But the point is, like, you need to take care of yourself and take care of your responsibilities. I'm tired, and I don't know why people are not, if people shouldn't be embarrassed about having a day job, people should be embarrassed about saying, I've had to give up my relationships, my marriage, I've had to give up everything to pursue music. No, you don't have to give everything up. If you plan well, mm-hmm. and if you take responsibility, you can do everything. And I yep. don't think it's healthy. And the reason why doing music for a living is not good is because it as agreeable people, right? We're engineers tend to be on the more agreeable side, as you heard with the interview that we had with Jeff Jackson. One thing that you don't have to do is lower your price because you need work. It's to lower your brand and I don't want to say whore out yourself. There's a better way to say that. But I think you're not really bound by financial needs and you're not motivated by financial needs to make stupid decisions. Like you can make smart decisions, not motivated by financial needs, which then in turn will free up your time. You get to choose who you want to work with from the beginning. And you can do what you want to do. You don't have to make music full time to do well and to enjoy the process. I've also met, I mean, you've met a few people like this where then they go full time or they are full time, but they're absolutely miserable.
Yeah.
They're not happy.
You know, I'll be honest. There's a few people I actively talk to that I feel bad for.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm not saying names. I'm just saying like, I hope that they find a happier way to work.
Absolutely. And I was talking to someone literally last week where they're now in their late 30s and they saw me. I'm 28 with two kids doing music full time and I'm not really doing the whole 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. sessions. And he flat out told me how he was very jealous and how he wanted to do that and that's what he was working for. Yeah. Is to kind of be in my situation, which is really humbling to hear that, but also like extremely like that's like, it's really hard to get out of that lifestyle.
It is.
And that's miserable. Like, and he's saying, like, sometimes he wished that he went into a totally different direction.
To be
because
honest.
Because of that schedule, because it just eats him alive.
To be honest, if you talk to a lot of people in like post-production sound or people who do ADR or Foley, you'll find out that many of them came from music.
Oh, because it's a lot more consistent and regular. And
the pay is higher. The editor's the guild. Respect is higher.
There's like an actual...
there's a union dedicated
There's a union to it. So yeah, and a friend that we know that's been on the show, Shaq, who is... Bob Horn's assistant right now. Shaq came from editing, from the Editors Guild, and said this sucked, and then wanted to go back into music.
Yeah.
And he was talking about the financial responsibilities, like it becoming a lot tougher because the guild did cover him. But in the end of the day, it still sucked, right? Yeah. So the point is, we're out of time. The film's about to cut out. Real quick. Thank you so much for sponsoring the show, Isotope.
Oh, yeah.
Isotope is so amazing. They've got the plugins that we want to talk about today is actually RX, because we're talking about film TV. RX is a wonderful noise manipulation, sound manipulation for dialogue, for editing. You can cut out hums, hiss, so spit.
You can say that it kind of fixed our last episode.
Yeah, we had microphone problems, and RX came in and it got rid of the hum and the noise. And the hissing, most
compared
of
to
it.
What you're going to hear, it's like a day and night difference.
Yeah. So on that, it's like, so RX, you know, and you could do, usually it's a 7-day trial, but they've extended it. If you use our code, if you go to isotope.com/MMPodcast, one more time, that's isotope.com/MMPodcast. You can do a 30-day trial for their everything subscription. And then, or you can get 10% off your next purchase with their code MMPod. Visit isotope.com/MMPodcast to hear about that. Anyway, so there's many reasons why you may want to have a part-time job and may want to keep a day job. And I also know a few people. I do know a few people that have plaques, have Grammy nominations and Grammys that keep their day job, as you were saying earlier, too.
Yeah, trust me. The people that I learned from working at a school were Grammy winners. We're plaque holders. We're talking about people who, you know, when I was in school, and even to this day, I still have lots of respect for them. But, like, these are people I looked up to. And technically speaking, wholeheartedly, that's a 9-to-5. That's a 9-to-5. And I still had respect for them. So this idea that it's shameful to have a 9-to-5 while pursuing your dreams, that's stupid.
Yeah.
Stop that.
Yeah. And on that note, like, I think the best thing to say, and a great way to end this, is you have to do you. Now, we can be motivating and tell you that you can quit your job, and if you want to do that, you should try to. I think that we encourage people to, if you've been looking over the edge and you want to jump, then jump, because you can always go back.
We're talking about our careers.
Yeah, we're talking, like, jump, like, as in make the leap. Take the leap of faith to go full-time in music and quit everything else if you want to. You can always go back, right? Starbucks and Costco is always hiring. Now, that being said, the one thing that we want to end with is saying that music is fun, but making a career in music is not worth sacrificing happiness. At the end of the day, and I don't mean to kind of get existential here, your own personal happiness directly contributes to the happiness that you can make the people around you, right? And to the happiness of the world. And if you cannot find a happy, healthy balance between working full-time in music and your own personal mental health, then I would say it's better to stay healthy, get a day job, and to continue pursuing music as a hobby. Some people prefer and is healthier to pursue music as a hobby than it is full-time. And there's way too much nuance in humanity. To be human, we all are going through the human experience right now. Nobody knows what the heck we're doing. We're all just pretending like we do. And I want to say that you do you. You do what's healthy. You do what's best for you. Take responsibility. Take care of everything that you need to take care of. Don't risk everything and destroy everything for this thing that seems so great. I want to wish everybody the best of luck. the most happiest of years and the happiest of lives. I want everybody to continue to enjoy music and be able to support their families, do whatever it takes. And I want to give everybody the confidence right now, if you're listening, I want to give everybody the confidence that you know what's best for you. You have gut feelings. You have very good instincts. And most likely, you have people that care about you. Everybody in that's listening right now has people that care about you. And you can always go back to having a job. But you cannot go back to having a family that you destroyed. You cannot go back to having friendships that you've lost. But you can always go back to having a job. I think that's a great way to end the episode here. On that note, my friends, happy mixing and stay saucy.
1, 2, 3.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Come join our Discord. The Mixing Music Discord server is filled with tons of awesome information and people. People that can help you out and information that can help you grow your business and to help you improve your mixes. So come join us and find the invitation link at mixingmusicpodcast.com.